Today is Friday, June 28th. What to know about President Trump's meetings at the G20 summit, a U.S. Supreme Court ruling about the 2020 census, and last night's Democratic debate. Plus, Twitter's new rules for politicians, NASA's new plan for moon rocks, and an update to Google Maps. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is in Japan for the G20 summit, when leaders of the world's largest economies get together. And so far, he's met with leaders like the host Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, as well as Russian President Vladimir Putin. The New York Times says this is the first meeting between Trump and Putin since Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report came out that found Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. election. But during comments in front of the press, sitting side by side, President Trump said he and Putin have a very, very good relationship. When journalists asked if Trump would tell Russia not to meddle in elections, he turned to Putin right then and briefly told him not to. On top of that meeting, trade talks are taking center stage. President Trump will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It's considered a make-or-break moment for a new trade deal, because without it, Trump has already threatened to hit the country with more tariffs. Also up for discussion, tensions with Iran and stalled nuclear talks with North Korea. There's definitely more to come on this one. The first 2020 Democratic debate is now in the books. Over the last two nights, 20 candidates went toe-to-toe on things like immigration, healthcare, gun control, and climate change. Things got a bit more heated last night than they did the night before, but it was not an even playing field when it comes to talking time. The Washington Post reports Joe Biden spoke the most, followed by Kamala Harris, then Bernie Sanders. And Twitter says they were also the most tweeted about in that order. Between both nights of debates, this was a diverse field of candidates. The AP says it's actually unprecedented. The Democratic field includes 6 women, 2 African Americans, 1 Asian American, and 2 men under 40, one of whom is openly gay. Now it's crunch time for the lower polling candidates who hope to get enough momentum to still be in the running for future debates. A border funding bill is on its way to the president's desk. This is to provide $4.6 billion to deal with the migrant crisis at the southern border. Remember, both the House and Senate came up with their own versions of the bill this week. Well, CNN reports Congress has decided on the Senate version. It has fewer restrictions and gives money to the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, which the House bill does not. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says while she preferred the House version, she felt passing the Senate bill was the fastest way to get resources to the children detained at the border. The Senate version is the one President Trump supported more. ABC News reports he is expected to sign it. Remember that question President Trump wants to add to the 2020 census that asks, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" It's been super controversial. Well, now Fox News reports the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Trump's plan to include that question and sent the case back to a lower court. The Supreme Court's opinion was that the Trump administration doesn't have a good enough reason to include the question. President Trump tweeted that it's ridiculous, that what he called a basic question would not be included in the survey. Remember, the census goes out every 10 years for a population count, and it can impact where federal resources go, as well as the number of congressional seats in certain districts. Critics of adding that citizenship question say it could scare away undocumented immigrants from filling out the census and ultimately lead to fewer resources for areas that tend to favor Democrats. Either way, the ruling is considered a major setback for the Trump administration. The New York Times reports Trump will have to come up with a new reason to add the question if he wants to try again. And now he tweeted he may look to try and delay the census altogether. To be continued. Twitter is cracking down on public officials who break its bullying and abuse rules. It won't delete their tweets. It will simply label them and make them harder to find. The goal? Let users know the tweet broke the rules, but still keep it online. CBS News reports this won't affect your average person on Twitter. It only applies to political and government officials, as well as verified users and people with more than 100,000 followers. Basically, a notice will be placed over the tweet that says it broke the rules, but a team has decided it still has public interest, so it's staying up and can still be part of the public record. Users will have to click through that notice to see the tweet. CNBC reports this could affect President Trump's tweets. While he hasn't commented on the move, he has criticized Twitter in the past, saying it doesn't let him get the word out. By the way, the labels will not affect old tweets, only new ones. Millions of people will be in New York City this weekend for the World Pride Festival. It's a celebration of LGBTQ rights and a way to push for more change. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, which Reuters says is the main reason World Pride is being held in New York City. The riots are known as a turning point in the gay rights movement. They happened in June 1969 when police raided the Stonewall Inn, a gay club in New York City. That raid led to 6 days of violence and protests and sparked the modern movement for LGBTQ rights. The country has come a long way since then, but USA Today reports many people won't be celebrating, say much more work needs to be done before they do. About 3 million people will be in New York for World Pride. The annual Gay Pride Parade is on Sunday. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor who helps make this show possible, Ancestry. Each of our families has a story, and I find it fascinating to learn more about the people and places in those histories. So if you're like me and you ever wondered where your family came from or you want to feel more connected with your past, then check out Ancestry. The Ancestry DNA test gives you geographical and historical insights that can be combined with billions of historical family records. Ancestry's unique features and record collections can give a more complete picture about the people from your past, from their travels to what they did for a living. For example, I discovered there were men on both sides of my family who were tailors, as well as how my grandparents survived World War II. And I got to see actual travel records and pictures and newspaper clippings to back up all of the details. And it's easy to get started. Go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy and you can get 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. And be sure to follow up with the free trial after that to complete your story. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Get ready for a showdown. The U.S. women's soccer team will face their toughest match yet in the World Cup. Today, they'll play France in France for the quarterfinals. A lot is at stake. USA is the defending champion, while France wants to win for the first time on their own turf. But the teams have played each other in the past. In fact, NBC Sports says USA's only loss for the 2019 season was to France. Whoever wins this game will move on to the semifinals. The loser goes home. The game is at 3 Eastern on Fox. NASA is opening up an old vault to take another crack at studying moon rocks. The rocks were collected during several moon missions, including the historic Apollo 11 moon landing 50 years ago next month. Now NASA scientists want to study the rocks with modern-day technology to see what they can learn. Some of the rocks were vacuum-packed on the moon and have never been exposed to Earth's atmosphere. Others are frozen and have remained untouched. The AP says today's technology is more sensitive than what we had a half century ago, so time will tell what discoveries, if any, are made. Google Maps will provide more info for commuters. Now you'll be able to tell how crowded your bus or train might be before you even get there. TechCrunch reports Google has asked people riding public transportation to give details about their trips, like how many seats were open or if there was standing room only. Google is using that data to start giving crowd predictions on Google Maps. For now, it's available in 200 cities around the world. On top of that, The Verge says Google is also launching live traffic delays in cities that didn't already have that option, like in Atlanta. That means Google will alert bus riders if there's a holdup and how long it might last. Both features are available on Apple and Android phones now. Amazon is giving customers another way to get their orders by picking them up over the counter at physical stores. The company has already partnered with Rite Aid for this, but wants to bring on more stores, including local shops. CNBC reports the new pickup service is simply called Counter. It's meant to be a win-win for both Amazon and the store, since it will help Amazon keep its one-day shipping promises and give customers more delivery options. And for stores like Rite Aid, it can increase sales by bringing in more people to look around. Right now, it's only available at 100 Rite Aid stores, but that's expected to grow to 1,500 by the end of this year. And other stores are expected to get on board in the future. Speaking of Amazon, to kick off Prime Day next month, it's now holding a concert, calling it Prime Day Concert. USA Today reports Taylor Swift will be headlining, along with other performers. The concert is July 10th on Prime Video. Of course, you have to be a Prime member to watch it. The concert happens several days before Amazon Prime Day, which is set for July 15th and 16th. Amazon Prime Days provide deals on more than a million items. All right, that's it for today. You are ready to go. Thank you for listening. And I want to give a big shout out to the Newsworthy Insiders. I am so grateful for your support. If you're not already an insider and you love this podcast, if it saves you time and energy each day and you want to show your support, then I will send you a free newsworthy coffee tumbler and personal thank you note to show our appreciation for you. It takes seconds and literally just a few clicks to sign up to become an insider, and you can do it right from your podcast app. Just find the link in this episode's description in your app, and it's super quick and easy from there. With just $5 a month, you help make sure we can keep doing this for you, and you'll be the first to know about and get new benefits that will be coming to the Insider membership soon. All right, as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, you can find story sources and links in the episode's description in your app or over on thenewsworthy.com. From the website, just click episodes and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.